Have you ever thought of recording your own podcast? Well, now with Anchor, you can go ahead and create your podcast for free with Anchor. And the most easiest way to do it, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right on your phone or computer. Best of all, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hello guys. Before we get on to today's episode, I wanted to talk a bit about Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield is one of the best VPN services to protect your privacy wherever you're in your desktop, laptop, or your mobile phone, traveling abroad, somewhere in the world. Here in the digital world, we are always never aware what will happen to us in our data getting exposed out in the real world. But with Virtual Shield, you are always in good hands. The Virtual Shield has been a gift of good and has been a lifesaver whenever I've been traveling around domestically or even internationally. And it's always going to be in good hands whenever you are inside of a hotel, airport, or a coffee shop, for instance. And whenever you are in a open hotspot out like that, you will always going to be at risk of hackers and people that will be snooping on your devices. Please, never go out without privacy and security again, period. Virtual Shield is available on all major platforms and operating systems. For instance, Windows, Apple, Macs, and if you're traveling on the go on your mobile phone, for instance, if you have an iPhone or an Android on the go, Virtual Shield has an app for that too. Virtual Shield has you covered. What are you waiting for right now too? Now is a good time to get it. And whenever you are traveling, this will be a lifesaver for you for many, many days to come. Virtual Shield affiliate link down in the description below. Hello everybody, Leon back with another video here. With today's video, I'm going to be doing a Breaker review, the podcasting app, which it's in beta on Android. And also for you guys listening on the podcast as well, I am going to be doing a audio recording as well too. So it's going to be a little bit different video other than a tech news segment this time. So I am back doing a pretty much a audio and video version of the review. So today we're going to look at the Breaker app, just like I mentioned. So here we go. So as of right now, the Breaker application, it is very, very stable for its release, though it isn't bad on its release. And the app itself is actually pretty stable for the most part. I haven't experienced any crashes to begin with. Let's just put it this way. No crashes at all, which I liked about the app when I first used it, which is great. Now, let's see here. Even with a beta, the beta does have its flaws, and I will go ahead and get into the beta in just a moment. So I want to just go ahead and go through the applications one by one. Let's go over here too. Let's see. So one of the things I've noticed with the app is that the app, it shows there's like five icons down below on the bottom on the application. You got the home menu, which shows just the basic feeds that you have that you've subscribed to. New subscriptions from your favorite podcasters. Then onward, you got the one where it says continue listening. So let's say if you haven't listened to the entirety of the application, then you can just continue listening to the app, which is great. And one of the things that I've noticed, and I might be wrong about this too, of course, but when I scroll on the app right here too, one of the things that I've noticed is that it doesn't have a lot of genres of what I've noticed right here. The only thing I've seen in this application is the applications. It doesn't get have a lot of genres. Like it shows like applications under 20 minutes, business, news and politics, society and culture, which is all right, honestly. That's one of the things I've noticed right there. It's not like a huge downfall in the application, but it doesn't have other shows or like recommendations other than just those genres alone. Because I know that some things I will say with the app, other applications like Apple Podcasts, and which Spotify does are right, of course, which gives you recommendations and other podcasts playlists, which this one right here doesn't offer that, which makes it a little bit disappointing right here, because I know I have tried the Castbox a few months ago. I used it for a while, but honestly though, I'm really having to deal with a lot of downloads anytime any download is automatically downloaded. So, but however, any of those things can be dealt with going through the settings if you don't want to have every single downloaded through your phone, which is okay, so you can still do that. And let's take a look over here. So let's see here, because I'm looking onto profiles right now. So profiles of it's very straightforward. So profiles, it's going to your profiles. You just go through edit account, notifications, downloads, storage, and downloads. So you can choose what amount of downloads you want to put into the stored into your onto your device or onto your SD card, which it's one of the I believe that's one of the choices that gives you. In fact, let me take a look over here. Storage unlimited. Yeah, so you can have a storage unlimited of pretty much anything, really. So you can have the storage limit up to 16 gigabytes, which is great for the most part. And let's see here. So I have 19 downloaded episode. Wow, so that's a lot of episodes. So that's taking 1.9 gigabytes to use. And let's take a look here. And because I'm right now, I'm just going through the application right here. And what else I'm seeing in the settings? Okay, import from other app podcast apps. For instance, let's say if you're migrating or switching from an application to Breaker, you can import whatever podcast service that you've previously used. Let's just say, for instance, Castbox, Podcasts, Addit, or whatever service it may be. It doesn't matter. So you can just export the OPML file or just add the RSS feed URL onto there, and there you go. That's pretty good too. And then the reported bug, that's unless if you've encountered any issues on the app itself. So, but yeah. That's if, of course. And then you got Share Breaker with your friends, unless if they have Android, you can share this application onto your friends. And let's see, other than that, so it is really cool. It is a very simple application in itself. Now, one thing I didn't talk about is the social aspects on the application. For instance, activity feed. On the activity feed, you've got friends, like so you got pretty much like friends and yourself and what you've done on the Breaker application. In fact, what they've tried to do, like unlike other applications, like unlike Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Play, is that it's not like a very social feature where you can just communicate with your friends, or communicate with other people in the community through comments. I know this, with Breaker, this is what they're trying to do, of course. But the social aspects, I don't know. Like it's not like very, very social per se. Though I think the social aspect of Breaker could use a little bit of polishing, especially if you want to share like podcasting like through DMs. That's something I would love to have seen. But overall, I mean, it just does not replace social media whatsoever. And then, however, like one things I think the one of the things that this podcast does good, I think, is they try to make it where it's like YouTube for audio, pretty much. Yeah, so for instance, you why I say YouTube for audio is well, for one, you could just hit the subscriptions. You can just subscribe automatically, just like you do on YouTube. Just like if you were watching from your favorite shows, or and let's say another example, Save for Later. There's a Save for Later feature on there. For instance, like if you don't have time to listen to the entirety of the episode, you can put the audio for Save for Later and listen to it later on your day of your convenience or whatever, right? And then one cool thing I noticed is that if you have a playlist, and if you want to share a favorite playlist from your favorite podcasters to somebody, let's say if you're just introducing a friend to somebody that you've listened to for some time, you can go ahead and share to them on via Breaker, which is great. Which I like about that. Overall, the app right here, it's not, of course, not perfect, but like I've mentioned, I think one of the things they could have had done personally is recommendations and yeah, recommendations and more social aspects as far as making it into like a social podcast. Or it's about how about one thing I'm just it just comes in mind. How about DMing your playlist and make it something where it's like Twitter like pretty much instead, you know? And though I know I've went into the Breaker app on the desktop, and there's not really a way to host your podcast via the application, of course. So you would have to go to another hosting provider, such as Anchor. That's the one I'm using to host, or LipSync, Blueberry, or Buzzsprout, whatever, right? So just to name a few. And that's one I'm just thinking at the top of my head at the moment. And though, and then also the categories, that's something that needs to be brushing up a bit. The categories, oh my gosh, the categories, they're just not enough too, because a lot of the times, like they've there's so many people with so many different interests, like housing, gardening, just to name a few right there at the top of my mind. Either way, this should have been much better, personally. So, but the application itself, it's not great though. I haven't had an issue where it's slowed down much. Now I've had some frequent updates on Breaker. Breaker isn't the best per se, but it's done. It's really pretty much has done the best as it can to start up as a beta, a public beta per se. This is not a bad application on its own. Ooh, my mouth is starting to begin to dry, but I'm gonna try to cut this review really quickly. Let's see here. One of the things I've noticed here, like say, if you go into like the searchability, like for instance, Discover, Hot Episodes, Today, like right now, the top one hot episode is the D2Day over at Times. Like today, like the episode I'm seeing is Mitt Romney's Lonely Vote, one of the episodes, and it goes like it has its top 15 episode of today, and then the other tab it has the week. So it has hot episodes of the week, hot episodes of the month, so on and so forth. But yeah, I think you guys get the picture. And the libraries, yeah, the libraries are really good, though it doesn't have too many podcasting that it shows the top on the top of my list. And there's so many shows that that I don't even recognize too. But either way though, I could definitely see some potential on Breaker. And for those of you that have used Breaker yourself, love to hear what you guys have to say about the Breaker. I think like I've said, like it'll pretty much update itself at some point later on where it'll come out to be much better or come to have features that we haven't seen in this version. But that's something I love to find see over with this application later down the road. But at this point in time, not so much. It's not pretty bad, but it can definitely use an update and brushing up as well too. Because not only like the user interface, I wouldn't say it's stated, but it almost feels it's dated to the point. Like it feels like an old, it's written, it's an old application basically. Like it's not like a fresh, it doesn't has a fresh UI. It's very, very simple. Though, I mean, it's simple and it's in a good way. It is simple because you're just releasing it as a beta, not as a stable version, making it really good to keep it that way too when you're releasing it up on to the public for people to try out the application. But overall, I it's doesn't win me pretty much. It's not like Apple Podcast where Apple Podcast has a list of hundreds and hundreds of genres to listen to, or hundreds of episodes to listen to on every genre. I mean, but either way, it's great. Now, I will say that don't know how it can compare to the Breaker app on iOS on the Apple devices. Never tried it, though it'll be less likely for me to try it since I'm not an iOS user. But I know one thing I'll say for certain that I'm sure it is much stable app on the iOS than the Breaker app on the Android. Much certain too. So, but anyways, I may have had missed a couple things here and there too. Though it isn't too bad, but this could see a lot more improvement as far as recommendations and genres go. Now, the social aspects, it's okay. Could have been done much, much better. So, anyways, guys, that is the review of today. Now, if I had to, my rating for this application, I would give it a, if I had to give it a 1 out of 5 review, I would just give it a 3 out of 5. Only because that, with most public betas, while it's, well, most public betas doesn't run well at the very start, and it's just for testing, which is great before any stable releases is out there. But what it does good is that at least it runs smoothly in its first public beta. There's no crashes, yada yada yada. And especially the social aspects, like for instance, I have two followers for me, following eight people over at Breaker, since for me, I only have what, just two followers, not very popular guy at all. And it's, I think the social aspect could do a lot better. And I know for a very long time, the podcasting world didn't really have any social aspects. That's when YouTube came around, and you can just comment it and DM people privately on a private message. Now, if Breaker did had something like DMs, pretty much people can discuss about their favorite topic or their favorite show privately instead of commenting it on a public level, pretty much. That's just me personally. Anyways, guys, gonna go ahead and keep this review in the close. Let me know what you think about Breaker, and if you've used it, I'd love to hear your take and your comments on Anchor voice notes, or you can leave me a comment down on the Breaker app if you do have it. I'll most likely respond to your comments and read up on each and every single comment that you shoot on to me. So anyways, love to hear from you guys if you are listening, and thank you for listening to me over on today's podcast. Just a quick reminder before I go. So you guys already know I'm on Breaker, but also that, guys, I am on Podchasers. So the link for Podchasers is podchasers.com/LeonLegrePodcast. So you can find me over there. Now I am currently available on Podchasers and with many, many other podcasting platform of your choice. So that's about it for today's episode. Let me know, guys, what you think. And I'll see you around on to the next episode. Bye-bye.